This next conversation is about what some are calling a giant loophole in how your tax dollars are spent. And it has to do with the GI Bill. Now, normally, the U.S. Department of Education has minimum accreditation requirements for schools that receive federal education dollars. But the GI Bill does not require schools to be accredited at all. A new investigation from Reveal, from the Center for Investigative Reporting, has found that thousands of schools are exploiting that loophole and receiving millions of dollars. Aaron Glantz reported the story, and he joins us from San Francisco. Aaron, thanks for being with us.
Good to be with you.
So first of all, can you describe to us some of the schools that you discovered were receiving funding from the GI Bill?
I mean, we found over 2,000 schools with no academic accreditation that were receiving taxpayer money through the GI Bill. I'm talking about a sex school in San Francisco where I talked to an Iraq War veteran who was being subsidized by taxpayers. I found a Bible college in Oklahoma City where the church that it's affiliated with is on a list of hate groups because the pastor teaches that half of murders in major American cities are committed by homosexuals. You name it, we're subsidizing it through the GI Bill.
And to the tune of, as you report, roughly $260 million between 2009 and 2014?
That's a conservative estimate. It's everything we could substantiate in our investigation. But we know that there are, in fact, more of these schools getting even more money. The GI Bill has a huge loophole in it where we, the taxpayers, are subsidizing just about any fly-by-night operator that might be able to convince a veteran to go there.
You know, there's long been a focus on problems with how GI Bill funds are distributed. I mean, you're pointing to this $260 million to these non-accredited institutions in between 2009-2014. Last year, Senator Tom Harkin issued a scathing report on for-profit schools taking more than $4 billion in GI Bill funding in that same period. Just to give it some context, in comparison to the $35 billion overall that American taxpayers have spent in that time.
It's no question, you know, the University of Phoenix is the number one recipient of money under the post-9/11 GI Bill, even though the graduation rate at its online school is 7.3%.
Abysmal.
So that's the abysmal. That's the big recipient. Also, turns out there's all these little recipients that may or may not be giving us any value at all for our investment. And then there's this other problem that I also want to bring out, which is that because these schools are not accredited, the veterans themselves really have no safety net if anything goes wrong. So one of the folks that we profile in our story is a guy named Terrence O'Neill, who's living in a trailer on Camp Pendleton in Southern California. He wanted to be a masseuse, wanted to help other veterans feel better, went to a massage college that he found on the VA's website. Turns out, not accredited. Things went wrong at the school. They expelled him. Who knows what happened exactly? But the main thing that I can tell you is that none of his credits from that massage school are transferable anywhere else because the school is not accredited, which means our tax subsidy of him attending that school has gone completely to waste.
Right. And this is interesting because, I mean, originally, from what I understand, The GI Bill didn't require accreditation because it didn't want to stop veterans from going to, say, vocational schools to learn technical skills in institutions like that, which makes a lot of sense on the face of it. But on the other hand, all other federal funding that goes towards education through the U.S. Department of Education requires some kind of accreditation. So why does this difference persist?
Well, I think that there's two questions that we should be asking ourselves. The first is it a good idea to allow unaccredited schools to receive GI Bill money because perhaps a veteran might want to become a welder? The second thing is the Department of Veterans Affairs upholding the standards that are necessary and required by law on those programs? And we found probably not. We found that over a third of them were run by people who had declared bankruptcy, failed to pay their taxes. Many of them were, some of them were run by felons. And so it seemed like pretty much anyone could, like, put up a shingle, set up a store, and get our taxpayer money if they could find even one veteran who wanted to go there. So we have to ask ourselves, you know, is the federal government making sure that our investment is being spent wisely?
It sounds like it's not. I mean, is there any push to close this loophole or tighten it at least?
I mean, the VA would say that they're out there in force. That's what they said in our story. They said they've conducted over 13,000 compliance inspections over the last 5 years. But obviously, from what we found, very little is being done.
Well, Aaron Glantz is a reporter for Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting, speaking to us about unaccredited schools receiving funding through the GI Bill. Aaron, thanks so much.
Thank you.